And gusty. Overnight low falls 30s to near 40. Tomorrow afternoon, you'll be under sunshine and gusty conditions, gradually lighter breezes, though. The highest temperatures reach up only to the mid-50s. A cold night with light breezes Friday night, falling off in the 40s. Warming up over the weekend, low 70s. Afternoon showers, clouds building Saturday, followed by clouds, likely showers, and upper 70s for the afternoon Sunday. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Again, once in a blue moon, New Orleans Stamp Burst, Stamp Fest, exhibiting tons of numismatic and philatelic material. Friday, February 11th, 10 to 6, Saturday, February 12th, 10 to 4, at the Wyndham Gardens Hotel, 6401 Veterans Boulevard, Metairie, I-10, exit 225. Free parking, free admission, hourly door prizes, sponsored by the Crescent City Stamp Club. More information and dealer inquiries at 504-335-5219.
This is Maritime Matters with Eric Schein on WGSO AM 990, the program that dives into everything American that comes together at our water's edge.
All right. 12 o'clock's messenger. Yeah, I guess I could count myself as a 12 o'clock messenger. Now that it's... what do they call it? I'm trying to think of the clock. Not the end of time, but they always say it's a couple minutes before 12 o'clock. Anyways, I don't know what, if anything, can be done for where I'm at and what's been done to me and where I found myself. After being targeted by a bunch of these members on the Council on Foreign Relations, I am a Navy veteran, former naval officer, graduate of a Federal Military Service Academy veteran. And I've been trying to warn and inform and let people know what's going on. And there's been other people out there before me, and I'm looking at, John McCain, and, you know, he's the one who sung a choir in the Hanoi Hilton and basically betrayed America. And a lot of people have issues with that or don't want to hear that. But he was down in Colombia a lot and setting up, much like the Clintons were in Haiti and other places, and Barack Obama and Kamala Harris as well. In Central America, Guatemala, Panama, Haiti, and a number of other countries to set the stage, so to speak, for this current influx of immigrants from Mexico and Central America and South America, paying and, you know, working with guys like George Soros, all these globalists who appear to be Americans and are not anything close to being. If you get Servando Gonzalez's books, there's one, I dare call it Treason, The Council on Foreign Relations and the Betrayal of America. Listen to yesterday's show and the day before. I had him on both days, and Jeff had him on the day before on his show in the morning and was kind enough to pass me his contact information. I'd actually been reading his book and had gone on Jeff's program, I don't know if it was a week before that, and spoke about the Council on Foreign Relations and people like the head of the CDC, Center for Disease Control, Rochelle Walensky, being a member on the Council on Foreign Relations. And you wonder why the CDC is dysfunctional. Is because you have all these globalists who do not believe in the United States, who in fact hate the United States. So not only do we have people who do not like a functional government, they are, unless it's a kingdom, unless it's a system of royalty to where you get your rights and benefits as bestowed and allowed to you by the crown family. And, you know, people say, oh, the crown doesn't run things anymore. Well, right. Guess again, because, yeah, they do and have been for a very long time. Not only am I bringing up the Council on Foreign Relations because of books like Deep State by Alex Newman, The Invisible Government Behind the Scenes, and or The Shadow of Power, The Council on Foreign Relations and the American Decline by James Perloff, books that I've read, and one book that I'm reading now, Servando Gonzalez's I Dare Call It Treason, The Council on Foreign Relations and the Betrayal of America. He has structured his book to where he has years and dates and what happened and or whose words. First, he has basically events that occurred from, you know, beginning in, he identifies who a bunch of these people are, like Alan Greenspan, Alger Hiss, Alan Dulles, Bill Clinton, Bill Gates, Paul Bremer. He was the war czar over in Iraq. William Colby, head of the CIA, Daniel Ellsberg, fake leftist, who was a quote-unquote whistleblower, David Rockefeller, Dianne Feinstein, who I went to as a whistleblower, and she turned me over to Porter Goss, the CIA, through the intermediary of Nicole Nason, who was not only a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, as is her husband, but her husband is also a member of the World Economic Forum. Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld, Edward Mandel House, a proto-fascist. And one of the things that I like, and I haven't gotten through Mark Levine's book yet, but American Marxism. And I guess, and maybe it's the color of the cover of the book. I think it's red, like Bank of America. And Bank of America used to be called Bank of Italy. And it was actually set up to help fund and sponsor Italians coming into the United States, not through the normal process or procedures like, you know, Ellis Island in California or Ellis Island in New York, but through other means. You know, I mean, we've got cargo containers, 20 foot, 40 foot, full of Chinese nationals coming into the harbor in San Pedro and Long Beach, LA, and San Francisco and Portland and Washington. This is not irregular. This is not unusual. They do find them enough. But other members beyond Dianne Feinstein of the Council on Foreign Relations is Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld. And he's noticed this is, you know, Dianne Feinstein's a Democrat in California, and Dick Cheney's he's passed on, but Liz Cheney has taken up his place. And the being a member, especially lifetime, there's certain privileges, like it's, you know, like, because it is beholding to a constitutional monarchy, the right to, and, you know, you have to be sponsored by somebody. So Liz Cheney was sponsored by Dick Cheney, and it's a hereditary right of membership passed from one member of the Council on Foreign Relations to another. Donald Rumsfeld is a member, and Edward Mandel House, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, George W. Bush, George H.W. Bush, Henry Kissinger, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Chelsea Clinton, John Kerry, of course, John Bolton, and John Negroponte, and a number of others. John Negroponte was running death squads as the U.S. ambassador in El Salvador, I believe it was, which was actually, you know, basically Central America. And a lot of that was to wipe out any indigenous people or Salvadorans and others in Central America and Guatemala and other places so that they could have free reign on grabbing land to run this NAFTA superhighway or NAFTA corridor from Panama and or, you know, the Panama Canal, which would be the nexus point north and south into North America and South America and through Central America. And this is not over with. This is still being pushed now, but in an incremental manner instead of like one big push. Hillary Clinton, of course, John Kerry, Robert Kagan, Jesse Jackson, Stanley McChrystal, Madeleine Albright, Michael Bloomberg, who's, you know, he lists him as a eugenicist in his book, in Cervantes' book, I Couldn't Dare Call It Treason, Counts on Foreign Relations and the Betrayal of America. Newt Gingrich, and that's who I wanted to get to, because he actually sponsored I'm trying to think of the guy from Rupert Murdoch, who took over Fox News, or created Fox News and took over a large swath of our media industry, as sponsored by the Crown through Newt Gingrich, who sponsored him coming into the United States. We're going to break. We'll be right back. This is Maritime Matters, your program. Everything and anything about the deep state, which is the Council on Foreign Relations, to be clear, and the members of, which is all a secret service for the British German Crown. We'll be right back.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Hi, I'm Pete Canizzaro with Canizzaro Realty Appraisals and Sales. We provide appraisals for multiple reasons, such as mortgages, refinancing, estate successions, property settlement, and more. We have local knowledge and experience, so bring in the experts at Canizzaro Realty and make sure your property is being evaluated correctly. Canizzaro Realty Appraisals and Sales, now with three locations, Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Call 504-831-0507 or visit CanizzaroRealty.com for appraisals and sales.
Let's talk about America, not taxes or tweets or the issues that divide us, but how incredible our country is. Left, right, up, down, state lines to winding coastlines. Whether you come home to a crowded city street, tree-lined suburb, or sleepy small town, everyone deserves to live in a clean, green, and thriving community. And we all share in the responsibility to create beauty that ripples from one neighborhood to another and one block to the next. We are Keep America Beautiful, the nonprofit working with millions of people just like you to end littering, improve recycling, and beautify our communities. Because every mindful action and sustainable habit has a positive impact, and it all adds up. Learn how you can join Keep America Beautiful at KAB.org. Together, we can do beautiful things.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. I'm here to warn you about telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Some of these scammers may say threatening things like you will be arrested if you don't make payments or provide personal information. Do not fall for these tricks. These calls are not from us. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you for information or money. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Never give the caller your personal information, like your Social Security number or bank account, or send money in any form, cash, gift cards, wire transfers, or prepaid debit cards. Report the call to our law enforcement arm, the Office of the Inspector General, at oig.ssa.gov. Share this information with your friends and family.
Callers, maybe after the bottom of the hour, because I want to get out some of the stuff. The reason I ended up where I'm at and blowing the whistle and trying to report on this to everybody to get them to wake up, that the only way to stop what's going on in the world, let alone here in the United States, is to focus on the Council on Foreign Relations and what it is, who's a member, like Joe Biden, Kamala Harris through her family, and Uber, and what's his name? The Attorney General, Merrick Garland, he's a member on the Council on Foreign, Jeffrey Epstein, the sex scandal, all that, and Little James Island, or whatever you want to call it, the pedo island, Ghislaine Maxwell, who's just been prosecuted, she's a member on the Council on Foreign Relations. So is her husband, Scott Borgeson, who is a Coast Guard Academy graduate and a Coast Guard officer. And he owned something called Cargo Metrics, which gets into tracking cargo and tracking human beings as well. But Coast Guard Commandant Admiral Thad Allen, who's now at NASA, which I've tried to get people to wake up on and do something about and pay attention to, because he's going to wipe out and destroy NASA and basically hand it all over to Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos to where they can. The corporation, you know, Bezos and Musk and many others, American President Lines, which used to be our premier flag carrier, which is tied to Hamburg America Lines, which is tied to the Bushes and Roosevelt and more, and the Nazis. That company, Hamburg America Lines, was seized from, it was a shipping company, German, seized from the Nazis or seized from the Bushes, same thing, to where it was trading with the enemies. The Bush family that had a handle in on it, and Roosevelt actually built up APL, American President Lines. They used to name its ships after American presidents, off of what was owned by Canadians, you know, subjects to the crown, to the British German Royal Crown that owns and controls Canada. And Justin Trudeau, who has sworn allegiance to the crown and to Queen Elizabeth on behalf of all of Canada. And most Canadians don't even know this. If you're anyone up there in Canada is hearing this, I hope you are, or streaming online or doing something. Maybe you have sideband or something and they're picking it up somehow. I don't know. But you don't live in a democracy. I hate to tell you, you are a territory. You are a vassal state to the Royal British German Crown, England, United Kingdom. They are and have already recreated a new Roman Empire in the European Union. Different name, but same thing. Roman Catholic Church is deeply involved, and they're anointing and appointing those who will be, through one means or machination or another, World Economic Forum, the leader of a country like Justin Trudeau of Canada, Prime Minister of Canada, and who's tied to Paul Martin. This tells you how serious it is, because the Canadian Parliament went to do a vote of no confidence of Paul Martin in Canada and wanted to meet and convene and say, you know, you're gone. And the Queen stepped in and said, no, you cannot meet and convene and do a vote of no confidence against Paul Martin. Paul Martin is so the crown. Paul Martin was a protege of Pierre Trudeau, who served like 16 years as prime minister, and he was a devout communist, whose son is now the current prime minister, Justin Trudeau, who is a devout communist like his father. The fruit has not fallen far from the tree. And we have treaties and agreements with these communists in Canada that have taken over Canada, and even the Canadians don't know or understand. I think if they did, they'd be a little bit more upset, just like Americans, if they were hearing this. And if you, the listeners, were sharing this, and I'm going to ask you to do this is, you know, I don't know, maybe to save my butt, because I need, you know, a circling of the wagons, for want of a better way of saying it. I keep saying this, but not seeing much of anything. To save my hide, I mean, I need basically a podcast help with it. I need funding, producer. I need an angel to basically step in and put an umbrella over or wrap an arm around and get me out of what I cannot get myself out of. I cannot pull myself up by my own bootstraps, which is a term some, if not many, may recognize. It's literally impossible, physically impossible. I'm not in a good position. I know you think because I'm on the radio that somehow I am. I'm trying to, coming up here February 1st, so I have my 60th birthday. So I've been around, I've been fighting this for at least the last 20 years. They came after me hard, and guys like Archie Morgan IV, who went to my academy at Kings Point, is deeply involved. He's the heir apparent to the Morgan family. J.P. Morgan and J.P. Morgan Jr. J.P. Morgan gave us our Civil War. and profited from both sides of the Civil War and was backed by an English banker, backed by the crown. Oh, and Newt Gingrich, who is a member on the Council on Foreign Relations, sponsored Rupert Murdoch into the United States to take over a large swath of our media empire, and it's all under Fox News. So if you think Fox doesn't sound right, even with people like Tucker and others on there, Tucker's a member of the Cato Institute. So, you know, there are good people that are even, you know, members of the Council on Foreign Relations who have either quit it, disowned it, said, no, I'm not going to. Like, some of them are actually mentioned in Servando Gonzalez's book, I Dare Call It Treason. And callers, please hold on. I'm trying to trying to get out some of the information of what they'd done to me, like trying to connect me to Timothy McVeigh. I wrote a whistleblower letter to the Secretary of Transportation, Norm Mineta, who some people may know and understand involving 9/11, about what was going on in the United States American flag merchant marine, where it's being attacked and decimated. And people like myself as federal maritime officers under the American flag who have constitutional protections because we work on things called shipping articles that are articles of agreement, much like a U.S. ambassador uses in a foreign embassy that's considered sovereign soil, just like an American flag ship, to where we are and have been coming under attack. And it's people within our own government. And I had I knew it was, you know, Archie Morgan, because I sat across the table from him in depositions where he's deposing me. I'm the plaintiff going after the shipping companies and the Federal Officers Union. The Federal Officers Union actually stood in court in front of the shipping companies and defended them. And you have to remember the labor unions are all run by the mob, and the mob, organized crime, Italian organized crime, Sicilian organized crime. They have a don, which is a king, that is in Italy. It's not in the United States, which, you know, is tied to the Roman Catholic Church. And I was born and raised Roman Catholic. I'm half Irish, half Portuguese. And I had no idea. I was, you know, born with blinders on and earmuffs and a mask over my mouth. And the mask, you know, importantly, is it's a Masonic initiate ritual where for the first year, an initiate, and they have this in different AA meetings, Alcoholics Anonymous, where the people that started the meeting way back when, back in Bill and Bob's time, required newbies in their first year to shut up, sit down and listen and not share, which is, you know, kind of crazy for some people because they weren't brought up in that way in Alcoholics Anonymous. And I'm diverging a little bit, but I'm a recovering alcoholic. I've somehow in all of this remained sober. I don't know how. My sobriety date is August 7th of 1984. And I know you're not supposed to, you know, blah, 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 blah. The only reason I put it out is that, you know, if you think you can't stay sober today, I've been able to do it, even though prosecuted by the Department of Homeland Security, Coast Guard, for 14 years for, quote unquote, being depressed upon the death of my father. We're going to break. It's bottom of the hour. This is Maritime Matters. Your host, Eric Schein, WGSO AM 990. Give us a call,
504-556-9699. Good morning, class. Quick head count. Tiffany.
Here.
Zach.
Yup.
Steven. Is he absent again?
For many kids, just getting to school feels like a challenge. Staying through graduation is even harder. That's where Communities and Schools comes in. A powerful community of caring adults, working with vulnerable kids in schools every day, helping them overcome the barriers that stand in the way of learning. Hunger, homelessness, health problems, and even emotional trauma. Communities in Schools. We're inside schools partnering with teachers and counselors, empowering at-risk kids by providing supportive relationships, doing whatever it takes to help them thrive in school and have brighter futures. Communities in Schools. We're in schools to help kids stay in school. See how we help all kids succeed communitiesandschools.org.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. Today marks 1 year since the storming of the U.S. Capitol. Jeff Palermo reports on what members of Louisiana's congressional delegation said on that day.
Thousands of angry Trump supporters bullied past Capitol police officers in an effort to stop the certification of the 2020 presidential election.
Looked up and I noticed Pence was gone. And then somebody said protesters have breached the Capitol.
That's Senator Bill Cassidy, who posted a video a short time later on social media.
They should stop, period. This is about our country. It is not about hooligans.
Congressman Mike Johnson's reaction to the rioters.
We need to denounce it in the strongest terms, and we need to prosecute the people who perpetrated these acts.
The Department of Justice says more than 725 people have been arrested in connection with the Capitol riot. At least 165 have pleaded guilty, most of them to misdemeanor charges. I'm Jeff Palermo.
A 9-year-old at University Lab School in Baton Rouge is suspended for refusing to wear a mask. The boy's father says 12,000 maskless fans could show up at a basketball game, but a handful of kids have to wear one. He says that sends a mixed message. This is news on LRN.
Tiger Rag, 3-time Home Depot Coach of the Year, 2-time AP College Football Coach of the Year, 11 seasons at Notre Dame, 2 college football playoff appearances. And now, the head coach of the LSU Tigers, Brian Kelly. Brian
Kelly. What the fadizzle?
I know LSU fans will love Brian Kelly.
I'm excited.
Success follows him everywhere he goes. All he does is win.
The winningest coach in Notre Dame history.
Tiger Rag Magazine will be there as LSU ushers in a new era on the gridiron.
He wants to win a championship.
His plan to take this program to the next level.
I want to be.
Is the same as ours.
Under the bright lights.
Not here to taste success.
I want to be.
He's here to sustain.
On the Broadway stage.
Shows where LSU is as a program right now.
We have a lot of talent and a lot of talent coming in.
Super excited.
I want the fans here early, tailgating and having a great time and filling the stadium and being enthusiastic.
Find Tiger Rag on newsstands and online at TigerRag.com.
After 84 weeks of free live stream music shows, FunkyUncle.live has moved our shows to The Howling Wolf so we can bring the funk to you every Wednesday at 7 p.m. We're selling tickets at the door and on our website for only $10, and tickets are half off at the door with a valid student ID. And don't worry if you aren't able to join us at The Howling Wolf, FunkyUncle.live will still be live streaming the show every Wednesday for free.
Coming to the FunkyUncle.live stage on January 12th, it's Funk Monkey featuring Arsene DeLay, and on January 19th, Eric Johansson. 100% of proceeds generated from ticket sales goes to the Funk Fund that has raised over $550,000 and helped over 700 musicians and gig workers. So join us for a great cause at the Howling Wolf or at FunkyUncle.live.
Hey, everything old is new again, fans. This is Douglas Viviani with David Cohen. We are changing times on WGSO 990 AM from Saturdays at 1 to 9 a.m. That's every Saturday. Everything old is new again. David, what do you think?
Yeah, that's great. I mean, we're kind of morning people more than afternoons, right? We usually nap around 1 o'clock.
Yeah, we run out of gas pretty talking all kind of pop culture, entertainment, celebrity interviews. Wake up, New Orleans, on Saturdays with Everything Old is New Again, 9 a.m. WGSO.
And now an important message from Jerry Rice.
As a career wide receiver, I've been hit hard. But no training nor practice prepared us for the devastation of COVID-19. Thankfully, there is hope. Even with multiple vaccines available, we still have to work together until everyone is safe. We all win when we unite to prevent.
For more information, visit unitetoprevent.org.
Coming back music, and we're back because we're back. And this is Maritime Matters because maritime does matter, but they're trying to take down the American flag, and they've done a very good job off of our merchant ships. 97% of our international cargo coming and going in and out of the United States is on foreign flag, Chinese mostly, and nobody's paying any attention or doing anything about this. And there's people like myself and others. And I've been, you know, it's part of what's gone on in all of this, where I sued two of the shipping companies, and it would have been more if I did not know, if I knew what I was stepping into. I had no idea what level of corruption, and the more I keep trying to tread water and keep myself alive and survive this somehow, I keep getting dragged deeper into the quote unquote rabbit hole, one big rabbit hole. And this rabbit hole seems to be all roads or tunnels in this giant rabbit hole seem to lead back to the city of London, the British German royal crown. And it's not just because I'm Irish and have some kind of DNA and a better understanding of the British and how they came across into Ireland after the Romans spent 600 years conquering the British. And yeah, they got kicked out. And yeah, there was wars on this and blah, 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 blah. No, they indoctrinated, Rome did, and the British, you know, a lot of our own concepts and precepts like the separation of powers, which actually came from France and Montesquieu, who wrote the Spirit of the Law, a lot of, if not most of our culture and law, I mean, they even did bring Roman law into the United States. They codified our statutes, which is basically creating Roman law in, I think it was 1872. But we've had things like our own enabling act, and there's one, you know, he talks about it in his book, Servando Gonzalez does, I Dare Call It Treason. I mean, basically, I've lived the life of Franz Kafka's character in the trial, where they prosecuted me for quote unquote being depressed. They wanted to prove that I was medically, mentally incompetent. They prosecuted me, and this is like how they work and function, and shows how corrupt and evil they are. They prosecuted me not only in a federal fusion center, and you need to know and understand what these federal fusion centers are. Look them up. Research them. Do a little bit of reading. They are like Stasi centers. They're listening posts here in the United States, and there's over 100 of them now. They're run by the Department of Homeland Security, which is running them like Stasi centers. They are the vertical integration of all police, city, state, local, tribal, federal, military, in one house. And even guys like Governor DeSantis has said, look, there's no federal constabulatory powers. You know, we're not supposed to have a central federal police force. Well, we have the FBI and others, but these three-letter, four-letter agencies, federal agencies, are part of the problem because it's using administrative law, which is Wilson and Roosevelt and others. But let me go to, I think, Joseph, are you still on hold? You there, bro? Joseph. Patty's, you there? Maybe fell asleep. Hang up on him and see, call him if he'll call back. Joseph, call back. Patty's going to hang up on you. I don't know if you stepped away or 504-556-9696. I think Tony was going to call back in tonight too, but not sure what's up with that. He had talked about Pure Bright, I think it was, if I remember correctly, which is tied to Bill and Melinda Gates and Council on Foreign Relations and the military. And I don't know. Well, one thing, the Coast Guard was housing at its, I think it's Washington, D.C. Headquarters. It's been a long time. WINSEC, which is the Western Hemisphere Institute for Security Cooperation, which used to be the School of the Americas, which was and still is, just different name, running a school, a program for training foreign nationals to go home to Central and South America, if not around the world, and run death squads and assassinations of nuns, teachers, priests, civil servants, public government officials in these other countries and take them out with a bullet to their head. Sure sounds like Nazi Germany to me. And when you really look into the Council on Foreign Relations and who's behind it, who's involved in it, like the Bushes, it is a continuation of, and it gets into the rat line, Nazi Germany, von Braun, the Morgans, and more. But the one common thread besides the Council on Foreign Relations, and people need to really look into it, is the Royal British German Crown, who started it, who split up the agency into one here and one in England. Joseph, you there?
Yes.
What's Hello? Up? Yeah, what's up?
You want to take my call or not?
I'm trying to. I'm in the midst of it, but you're not talking.
I'm ready to go if you
want to listen. Run, Forrest, run.
Okay. Do you remember in the Vietnam War, there was a place where American soldiers could do R&R called China Beach? Do you remember that area?
Oh, yeah, there's TV series on it and all kinds of stuff.
Okay. American soldiers used to observe foreign ships, not American ships, but ships really from countries that we were supposedly allied with, like Canada or European countries, whatever. They were sailing to, I think it was Haiphong, North Vietnamese ports. And in fact, I think they said they
arming both sides.
They said they saw ships with American flags sailing to North Vietnamese ports to do trade.
Well, you know what? This is more contemporary, but it goes back. Well, wait, hold on. Oh, Joseph, hold on. You know what the National Oil Strategic Oil Reserve, which is basically Elks Hill number one. This gets into Teapot Dome and all kinds of other stuff. It's been a while since I've talked about this, so it takes a minute for all the information to start boiling up. But I was on ships going into Israel where we were taking oil and fuel off of the National Strategic Oil Reserve and basically giving it to Israel that was then selling it, putting it on another ship right away and selling it on the spot market. So just beyond the cash and munitions and other things that we give to Israel, and you know about the USS Liberty, I'm sure, the ship that got shot up, that was, it's tied to, I'm trying to think of the billionaire, Howard Hughes, who I think built the ship and was manning it and running it, but it was an intel ship. And the
Glenmore Explorer.
Well, that's another one too. Yep. But the Liberty, I think it was a Navy ship, and it was shot up by the Israelis off their coast and covered up. And, you know, we're not supposed to be living in all of these secrets. We're supposed to have full disclosure. And even all the documents from Kennedy assassination should have been let go a long time ago. The reason they don't want to is because I believe if the information is still in there, it would point back to the Royal British German Crown, just like the recent issues with the election, where MI6 and the Steele dossier came from England and the intelligence services of England, a constitutional monarchy. Go ahead.
Well, what I'm saying is that the old KGB files on the Kennedy assassination are probably more true, more accurate than anything we probably have here in this country.
Yeah, it'd be nice if Putin gave those to us.
That's what I... Now, if he was a real enemy to this country, remember, he was 16 years KGB.
Right.
Spent 16 years in... He never reached the rank of general. They wouldn't promote him above the rank of colonel. And it was because they thought he was too much of a...
Independent? Independent?
Yeah, independent and a talker.
Yeah.
Too much of a...
Good thing for himself.
Information. What's that?
Good thing for himself.
He, and another thing, too, that makes me want to believe a lot of what you're saying, maybe everything. Prince Harry and Prince William, one time they got into some trouble.
Well, we got 30 seconds or less. Keep going, and I'll hold you over into the next segment, but go ahead real quick. You got about 10 seconds.
They got in trouble dressed up like little brown shirts, and they went to some kiddie party and dressed up like...
All right, Joseph, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back. We'll go on a break.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey y'all, The Beat Exchange has a new time slot. Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
This is David Jeremiah inviting you to join me here on Talk Radio 990 every weekday at either 5:30 or 6:30 a.m.
Join me, Tracy Napolitano, and my co-host, Barbara Hirsch Napolitano, as we talk about everything bourbon on It's Always Better with Bourbon on WGSO 990 a.m. Friday from 5 to 6.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kristen Chenoweth. When our servicemen and women return from war, they often carry wounds that the rest of us cannot see. Up to 1 in 5 veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And often, even the best treatment, including medication and therapy, they fall short. Sadly, more than 6,000 veterans die every year from suicide. Thanks to the life-saving power of the human-animal bond, professionally trained service dogs can help. But connecting a veteran with a well-trained service dog can be difficult. Waitlists are long, and training can cost tens of thousands of dollars. But service dogs can bring healing. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, please go to AmericanHumane.org to learn about their Pups for Patriots program, which provides dogs to veterans for free of charge. Let's help our veterans heal from the invisible wounds of war.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Joseph Holt, this is from Servando Gonzalez's I Dare Call It Treason, the Council on Foreign Relations and the Betrayal of America. I had on the last couple days, yesterday and the day before, and Jeff had him on the day before that. And I've mentioned Deep State by Alex Newman. I want to read this real quick, and I got a number of callers, but this is from the book. Congress, 1947, Congressman Richard Nixon, a member of the CFR, introduces a world government resolution that asks for a UN, United Nations, police force. What? Nixon? Yeah. 1947, December. The National Security Act gives the National Security Council just advisory, not executive powers, and does not give the CIA authority to carry out covert operations abroad. But just a few months after it was created, the CFR-controlled, Council on Foreign Relations-controlled National Security Council produces the National Security Council Directive 4A, which puts the Director of Central Intelligence through its Office of Policy Coordination in charge of planning and executing psychological warfare operations like they carried out on me here in the United States as a plaintiff in federal lawsuits against two shipping companies and a federal officers' labor union that are indemnified by the United States by doing things like they did to me, filing a counter-complaint under administrative law under the executive branch that's not supposed to have a court system, to where they prosecuted me. It took 14 years to where even the Ninth Circuit ruled that the Coast Guard could use military law, and it's not supposed to be a branch of military. It's not in the Department of Defense. It's in the Department of Homeland Security that it helped create. And it came from the Department of Transportation, where we don't keep or have branches of the military. But it's saying that under its special version of military law, it can enforce civilian law. That's not our system. That violates 2,500 years of, you know, since crossing the Rubicon in Augustus. But let me go back to, let me go to Tony real quick. And Joseph, hold on, I'll go right back to you. Tony, what do you have to say?
Oh, I just wanted to touch base with you. Did you get a chance to look up anything more on Pierbright?
How do you spell it again?
Pierbright. Pierbright.
Yeah, and it's a place in London or England. But then there's a bunch of things named after it, and it's tied to Bill and Melinda Gates and psychological warfare and all kinds of good fun stuff, military operations. And
I found them about 3 years ago, Eric. I found
it's,
that.
It's basically when... like, wait, Tony, real quick. It's basically like what used to be Blackwater, that's now named Z or whatever the hell to change their name to. But it's basically a mercenary operation.
Well, that's a way to put it. What I found was that Pierbright was basically advocating for, and they tell you on their website, they're looking to cure viruses and diseases, and they're looking to stop away from transmitting sicknesses and illnesses from humans to from animals to humans, or from small animals to big animals who eat them. And this has been going on with Gates sponsoring and funding all of this in Africa. See, because he can get away with what he does over there, that, you know, they killed all
because they can't touch him here.
Yeah, right. The thousands of animals were experimented on. I read this 3 years ago, and I read what they were doing for the last 10 years before COVID showed up.
Have you ever heard of Plum Island?
No, I don't think I have.
Department of Homeland Security, it's only... there's a certain rating, and this gets to like a military bioweapon type rating, the highest level. And I don't remember offhand. I used to know all this stuff. But if you look into, and if I start thinking about it, it'll come to me, or I can just, you know, review it online. But look into what Plum Island is. They used to do hoof and mouth and all kinds of, you know, fun diseases. But it's basically a bioweapons lab. I believe it's in the harbor in New York. And it's owned and controlled by the Department of Homeland Security now. And it's tied into all this stuff, and nobody's looking at what it is all about.
Exactly. Pierbright was the same way. I brought that up to Cruer, and I tried to, you know, we need to look at this further. We need to get some people involved. Gates is going around.
Did you hear me talk about the School of the Americas and the Western Hemisphere Institute for Security?
I missed that. I just got in here a few minutes ago.
Oh, it's a school for assassins for people, for nations around the world. They send their grunts to Fort Benning.
Eric, the greatest assassins you could have is by putting stuff in the food of having animals catch stuff, and then another animal eats another animal.
Oh, yeah, no. But they're doing everything. They're doing it all because they want to kill 8 billion
remember
people.
Remember Mad Cow?
Yep.
Yeah, that's another one that you know, we deal with all of these things that have happened. And you know, and I'm wondering how the how certain of the variants spread so fast.
But dude, the Lodge 322 Skull and Bones is also known and better known, and actually its real name is the Brotherhood of Death. And if you look at all the people that are members of that, not just Prescott Bush and Samuel Bush and George Herbert Walker Bush and Herbert Walker and George W. Bush, these people and John Kerry, they're members of a death cult. And that's what war is. And they've declared war on us all. Tony, can you call back next week? I want to get back to Joseph. I was talking to him before you called, and I just wanted to get you in real quick. But
all right, thank you, Eric. You have a good weekend.
Yeah, and I'll look into that real quick. On I just didn't know the spelling, but I came up with it anyways. Take care and have a good weekend, Joseph. You there, Joseph? Joseph. Joseph. Brother, I don't know what happened. Maybe he's calling back. Joseph, you there? Joseph.
Hello?
All right. Well, they've done a number.
I can give you the year, the date.
Go ahead.
The year is 2036. That's the year that they want to really drop the population level of the earth.
It's going to happen way before that. They are on a fast track right now.
Well, I know about that number 322 because I've been doing numerology. That, of course, is the Skull and Bones up at Yale University.
Yeah, but not just that. That was the Homeland Security Act. It was done, started by executive order, and the president's not supposed to pass laws, and Congress isn't supposed to take his executive order to make law from it, but that's what happened. But the Homeland Security Act was the number of the executive order that created the Department of Homeland Security, where we now have federal fusion centers, which are Stasi centers, like in East Germany, Angela Merkel, East Germany. That's where she, you know, spent a lot of her life. But these the executive order was 1-322-8. And the core number, 322, is the Skull and Bones Lodge, the Brotherhood of Death. And 1 and 8 are important numbers to numerologists. And you probably can tell me what the 1 and the 8 are and what they mean to numerologists.
It means hiding information.
Yeah, well, and they do it right in front of us. It's like, wait, the bookends are 1 and 8. I think 1 is unity and 8 is perpetuity and whatever. There's some meanings. You can look them up online. And then, of course, the 322. Yeah, for the Homeland Security Act, the 322, the core number, is the lodge number of Skull and Bones or the Brotherhood of Death. And these people, they didn't just start in the 1800s and or the 1700s and Adam Weishaupt and whatever. They've been around for thousands upon thousands of years. We're going out. Thanks for calling, Joseph. Have a good weekend.
Right.
Listeners, I could really use some help and support to get a podcast up and going and funding and an angel and whatever, because I'm hurting for certain. Peace out. This is Maritime Matters, WGSO, AM 990.